Welcome, beloved. Thank you for being here in this moment. I invite you to pause, take a deep breath, and receive these thoughts from my spirit to your spirit through spirit, not just with your mind, but with your heart and soul. May what is shared here meet you exactly where you are in your consciousness and offer whatever your heart desires and your soul needs for this day and this moment in time. Ashe. I'm just saying, number 137, if we remember how to be a child, if we were to remember how to be a child, rekindle the child within you and free it. Because before a child speaks, it sings. Before they write, they paint. And as soon as they stand, they dance. Art is the basis of human experience. Written by Felicia Rashad. If we were to remember how to be like a child, there would be times in our lives when the world we are navigating takes us into a state of complete lack of control, and we are, as the elders say, you are beside yourself. Funny how they are able to see the totality of who we are and can detect when we need to take a step back and collect ourselves. Or as my mommy or mom used to say, come back to yourself. You know, we have abandoned those elements of life that can support us in balancing our complicated lives. Children, on the other hand, know instinctually what they need to engage in to be comforted and redirected to things that allow them to express joy. We have forgotten the joy and excitement we felt when we sang our childhood songs. It is amazing to adults that children can sing every verse of a song that was played on the radio or TV. We painted or drew masterpieces with every stroke of our miniature paintbrushes or crayons from our magical crayon boxes. We danced with every fiber of our soul, never being self-conscious about what people thought about our amazing moves and sense of rhythm. We were artists, and artistic expressions were part of our DNA. There was never any hesitation about expressing our genius unless it was interrupted by the busy schedules of adults or the regime of an imposed educational system and schedule. But when left to our own devices, we were happy and self-motivated and self-directed. When we needed to retreat, we knew what to indulge in. You know, we as children invented art therapy before adults coined it and used it to enter our sacred world. the magical, artistic world of children is a gift that they are born with. So the moral of this stream of consciousness is to advise my friends to be like a child. When you too need a retreat, I want you to remember to always value what our children usher into our lives as we observe and acknowledge our appreciation for their artistic expressions. The smiles on their face, the laughter from their tummies, and the beautiful things that they create with their genius. So, if we do sing before we talk, dance before we walk, paint before we write, shall we? Shall we step back and rekindle that child within our soul essence? Try it. You might find that eternal joy. So breathe deeply. Close your eyes and visualize something that brings you back into homeostasis with your soul expression and your child within. May today bring you a sense of peace, joy, and moments of feeling loved and validated for who you are and what you are gifting humanity. Remember that genius that you are, you came here with. Use it to the fullest. Ashe. Have a blessed day. Thank you for listening and for sharing this sacred space with me. May you carry what serves you, release what does not, and move forward wrapped in love, wrapped in joy, wrapped in grace, anointed with clarity of mind and vision for your life. Touched by compassion, while being compassionate to others. Go gently about your day. Reflect. Take moments to meditate. Sit in that joy of the child that lies within you.